back to sports time on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Dobbs Brothers Chevrolet, 7450 Highway 64 in Bartlett. Here once again are Brett Norsworthy and Bryant Dacus.
We start our third and final hour on this Thursday afternoon, and we got to talk about this interesting tweet. It's from back in March, but Brett brought it to our attention earlier this morning. Sam Block on Twitter, at the Block Spot, asked this question on social media. Keep three, cut nine with these sports events: March Madness, the NBA playoffs, the WNBA playoffs, the Stanley Cup playoffs, the college football playoff, NFL playoffs, Major League Baseball postseason, College World Series, Wimbledon, World Cup, the Olympics, and the Masters. Which three are you keeping? So that is the question.
Question for College World Series. Do you think he means specific to going to the Omaha round, or just to a like a regional or super regional? Would going to regional or super regional count as going to?
I would count it as a whole, because I would, since everything else is so wide, like, you know, it's not like for basketball, it's everything, and you know, so I would say the whole tournament as
baseball,
as a whole,
and it says Stanley Cup playoffs,
sure,
not finals.
Right. So okay. I would say as a whole.
Well, with that, out of the 12, 4, 5, 6, 7, I have been to eight of the 12.
How about that?
No, 8 of the 12. I can't read my own writing.
Ugh.
8 of the 12.
Wow. I've been to one. I've been to an NBA playoff game.
I've
been to a March Madness game, so two.
You have?
That's about it.
That's right.
That's about it. So, you beat me.
I haven't been to Wimbledon. I haven't been to WNBA playoffs. I haven't been to, what's the other one? Olympics.
Mm-hmm. 2028 could change that.
Sure could. I would go to all these if at a place and it was conducive, easy,
sure.
no problem. I would go to every one. I don't think it'll ever happen for me to be at Wimbledon, and I'm that's where I started. So I did my list,
okay.
And we'll get to the three. At 12, I have, and I think I'm missing something.
Okay.
Go through the 12 again.
March Madness, the NBA playoffs, the WNBA playoffs, the Stanley Cup playoffs, college football playoffs, NFL playoffs, Major League Baseball postseason, College World Series, Wimbledon, World Cup, the Olympics, and the Masters.
Okay, that's what I had Stanley Cup on there twice. I shouldn't have. It would be – okay, so my 12, I start with the 12th, and it – for one thing, it's halfway around the world, and I don't see me ever being there, and it's not my sport at all. I never watch, so I wouldn't. Wimbledon is 12. I wouldn't go. 11. I haven't had the chance. I would go, not as averse to it as I am tennis. I would go to the WNBA playoffs. I would go to U.S. Open in New York, especially a night match.
Yeah,
I
would, for sure.
Even with my aversion to, I can't stand tennis. So 10 would be, and I've been to, and it was fun, but I wouldn't make any trouble to go to Stanley Cup playoffs. 9, Olympics, very rare that you can go, and, you know, unless it's in the United States, like Atlanta in 92, that I do regret not going to. I don't think I would ever go to winter. I might not go to Winter Olympics if it was in Blytheville, because I don't want to pay to go be cold. World Cup, I'm going, so I'm not too opposed to it. 7, College World Series. 6, March Madness. 5, NBA playoffs. 4, NFL playoffs. So there's my cuts. There's my cuts, my 9 cuts. So the 3 that I would keep, and I would go to these, to every single game, every single year, if I could. 3, not game, but a tournament, the Masters. 2, college football playoffs. And 1, October baseball postseason.
Okay, so what list are we doing? Are we doing what are we keeping, or are we doing what do we want to go to? Like what, both. What we would go to. Okay.
What, your top three is what you'd go to.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, so these are what we're going to.
Completely. Yeah. Yeah. Changes my list big time.
I thought we were just choosing the three.
Then you can
do
however you'd like.
Yeah.
Whatever you come up with.
I'll do it with that. It just changes my list.
And it, except for tennis, I'm not hardcore. I would go to all this.
Yeah.
And I would, again, I would go to tennis U.S. Open in New York.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Okay.
There's no way you could not pay for it and me enough to go to the Australian Open and get on the time machine and cross the international dateline.
Yeah. I don't blame you on that. Okay. All right. So I'm going to do my list now with what I would go to because, okay, mine changes. And
I'm sorry.
I think I've changed mine to where I at least like it a little bit, but it might be off. Forgive me if it's off.
Hmm.
Okay. I'll start at number 12 with the WNBA playoffs. Number 11, Wimbledon. I'd go to Wimbledon. I just have it low on my list. I probably wouldn't go to Australia. I'm scared about going to Australia just because of all the animals they
have.
That's
a just
over
fear.
There. Yeah, no, I think not going to the Australian Open for me is just those critters that they have over there.
Oddly, I would go to, as I said, I would go to U.S. Open. Second of the slams, mm-hmm. I would go, because I love the surface and the clay court, yeah. I would go to French Open before I would Wimbledon
right
or in just no scenario Australia.
Yeah, I do. The weird thing is like I'm terrified to go to Australia, but I think I would love going to Australia because like I would go to the tennis, I would go to cricket, I would go to Australian football. It's like there's a lot of sporting events in Australia that
rugby.
I would go to. No, Australian football. They have it's a real thing. It's not rugby.
I'm pulling your leg here.
Okay, well I was just making sure.
Can you bet on it?
Oh,
can you bet on it?
I have bet on it.
The question of the 21st century.
That is the wrong question to ask. Of course,
but then after you get there, you got to get back.
Yeah, that's true. No, the travel is crazy. That's part of the reason I don't want to go over there. But I think I would enjoy a visit to Australia. But I put Wimbledon at 11. At 10, I put March Madness. 9, I put the Masters.
College basketball guy that you are, you got March Madness at 10.
Yeah.
Brian, I was scared to have it at 6. I was scared.
Yeah.
It may affect us.
No, I want to be at home watching the games first weekend. And plus, I mean, look, I love college basketball. It's one of my favorite sports.
You like the grind of it.
I do. But we put such an emphasis on the first 2 days of March Madness where there's all those games, really the first 4 days. Then it's like everybody's out, and now we're waiting until the Sweet 16, and then there's
you
only a handful
spoke
of game.
The truth.
I mean,
you did.
Like,
you, that,
I love
that
March
is
Madness,
it.
But like, I would rather be at home watching March Madness. So if we're just talking about what we want to go to, I would rather go to all these other things over going to March Madness. And I certainly don't want to go to the Final Four. I would go to the opera before I go to Final Four. I mean, I think it would be miserable.
Don't threaten friends like that. Have you ever been to the opera?
No, I haven't. That's why I put it, because I think I would like to watch paint dry than go to the Final Four, honestly.
Brian, we're pretty tight, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
We know a lot about each other,
yes,
don't
we? Yes, we do.
I'm going to tell a secret on you.
Please do.
You hate the NCAA tournament bracket.
I just don't like filling them out. The bracket is fine. I like the setup of March Madness.
There have been a couple times I thought you were going to tell me, Brett, I'm not doing the bracket.
I'm not
doing one
on
there. I can't stand it.
I just don't like filling them out because what I find, for me at least,
I love
my friends, I hate it because I fall in love with all these teams, and so it's hard for me to pick one over the other. And then I'll get my friends that are like, oh, you're the guy that watches the most college basketball, and you're terrible at doing brackets. And I'm like, whatever, man, get out of my face. So I just don't. I'm not a huge fan of filling brackets out. But that's beside the point. I do like March Madness. I love March Madness. But if we're just talking about what we would go to, I would rather go to all these other ones over March Madness, just because I would like to be at home watching March Madness instead of in a in an arena.
And I've got a great friend, Vart, says College World Series should just be Omaha, in his opinion.
Okay.
So I have not gone. I've been to Super Regionals.
Okay. We'll do. We'll just do.
I've
Omaha.
Been to Regionals as well,
yeah.
But not to Omaha.
We'll just do Omaha by itself. I have 9 the College World Series at Omaha. Again, like I would go to it. I would really enjoy it. I really like college baseball. It just ranks lower than everything else for me on this list. Eight, I have the College World, or excuse me, I have the Masters at eight. Would love to go. But also, that's another thing of like, you know, I like going to golf tournaments. I think it's a lot of fun. But there's a lot going on while you're following whatever you're following. And with the Masters, you can't have your phone on you.
It's hard.
It's hard to keep up with everything out there. So I have it pretty low for me. Seven, I have the Stanley Cup playoffs. Would love to go to the Stanley Cup playoffs. Think it would be a blast. Six, NBA playoffs. Probably more into the conference finals and the actual NBA finals for that. Number five, I have the college football playoffs. Number four, I have the World Cup. Would love to go to the World Cup. I think it would be really, really cool to go to. Three, I have Major League Baseball playoffs. Two, I have the NFL playoffs. And number one, I have the Olympics. Would love to go to an Olympics event. I would love to just spend a day where you go from venue to venue to venue watching different sports. I think that would be a blast. Olympics, by far, number one for me.
I can't read the language with one text about not going to the Final Four over the over the opera.
Okay, the thing about the Final Four.
And I replied back, I would go to jail over going to the opera ever again. I've been once. I would go to jail.
My thing with the Final Four is I'm just being realistic. If I was able to be center court, third or fourth or fifth row, then cool. I think it's ridiculous that we're playing these games in big old stadiums. And if I was to go to one, I would be sitting somewhere where I can't even see the court. So I would rather do a lot more things. Maybe it was a little out there to say the opera, but I was just trying to pick something.
Winter or summer
do.
Olympics?
Summer. But I would enjoy the winter as well. But I would love the summer more.
You would go to Kitzbühel.
I would go to any event.
I just hardly will pay money to be cold.
Well, yes, certainly not. That's why some are certainly in front for me. But like, I'd go and watch the snowboarding events or the skiing events. Like, those are cool to watch. So I'd enjoy going. I just love all the countries going up against each other.
Summer Olympics. You can only go to one event. What event do you go to?
I
regret not going in 84 when I could have.
I would say
more than 92.
I would say going probably swimming. That'd probably be probably what I'd do. Swimming's electric.
And this is how boring I am.
Or track. Those are electric.
Field events.
Yeah.
That's what I want to go see.
No, I think that's I like that.
That big old hammer throw.
Yeah, yeah, no, the track and field events, those are fun.
I'd go to the weightlifting.
Yeah, yeah, I'd go
to the weightlifting.
Yeah, I know you would. But yeah, no, I'd love to. I mean, you work out all the time.
It's already competed in weightlifting.
Not a dig at you. Yeah, you're a gold medalist.
Oh, yeah, I did do that.
You did do that. So you already won the medal. All right, your list, Landon.
All right. It changed up my list just a little bit, but this is basically what I'm rocking with here. 12 for me, WNBA playoffs. Nothing against them, just no real interest on my end there. 11, Wimbledon. Could be interesting to go and see and check out, so I'll have them at number 11. Sorry, this might affect some people. 10, I have College World Series. I'm just not as huge as a college baseball fan as most people might be. So for them, I really liked all the reasoning you gave, Bryant, on March Madness, because I would rather watch as many games as possible at home with the multiple screens than I would be at just one singular game. So I have them at number 9. Number 8, Stanley Cup playoffs. I do love hockey. I loved going to hockey games, but I don't think it's much of a priority for me. 7 for me, I would put the MLB playoffs, mainly because I don't think I'm going to see my Mets there for a while. That would be the only team that I would want to go see as of right now. So that would leave me at number 6 with the NBA playoffs. I would love to be at one of those kind of games. Number 5 for me, I would put the Olympics. I'm going to put the Olympics at number 5 because it is a lot, and I don't think you can experience everything, but just the total sports that they have. I mean, you're getting basketball, you're getting soccer if you so choose. I mean, you're getting a lot. Yeah, badminton. I mean, if you want to, if that's something you want to do, Bryant, you can go
walking.
Right ahead and watch.
Walking, that's
walking,
right.
Sprinting,
that might be one
swimming.
Where I might pass on the.
I like
the
how
walking.
They're getting it.
They are getting it.
They are getting
after
it.
I might skip that one though.
Would you go do platform diving?
Oh yeah,
I would in a second.
No,
oh,
I would never platform dive. I'm not getting.
Oh
all
no,
the
no,
way
I
up
would.
There.
Well, cannonball.
But yeah, no, I'm not doing anything.
I don't think
that
score would be very high.
No,
but we would give you.
But I'd watch it. I watch it.
And when I peel my shirt off, it freaked the judges out.
Well, yeah, I guess that's part of it too.
That is.
It'd be tarps on. Tarps on.
Yes, tarps on.
Might be. My number four, just missing the cut for me, is the college football playoffs. As me, as somebody who loves college football, I would absolutely love to go to one of those events, but I think I would rather go to my top three more so. Mm-hmm. My number three, the World Cup. I think anytime that I see the crowds or see clips of crowds at soccer games,
it's
nationally,
electric.
Whatever it is,
uh-huh.
They are rowdy. They are having fun. They come
I'm
up,
ready.
They come
oh,
up
man.
With chants that don't make sense, but I'm all here for it. I would love to
I'm
be
I'm scared of some of the
like
chants.
That.
I'm afraid I'll say the wrong thing.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Well, that's the thing, Brett. I don't think you can. I think they come up with something that's just
rules.
Random, and then they just they roll with it. So I would love to be at those events because they seem electric. My number two is the Masters. I love going to golf events. I love not being on my phone. I love knowing the prices of the food at the Masters is not very expensive either.
And good.
And very good as well. So I would absolutely love to go to the Masters. And then the number one for me, I'm going to an NFL playoff game and I'm having a great time.
Yeah. I like that. I was watching a friendly last night after the NBA Finals went off. Who was it? It was Wales and Ghana. I was watching in a friendly.
Throw the record books
and,
out.
Oh man, the Ghana fans were having the time of their lives in this friendly.
Are they
like,
Ghanaians or Ghanaians?
You know, Brett, I don't know. I don't know what
they're soccer fans.
We know what the Wales are. The Wales.
That's right. I wanted to be among them. I mean, they looked like they were having a great time. I was like, man, get me out there. Yeah,
absolutely.
Let me,
I'd love
let me root their team on.
I do like the spirit of it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
At the MLS game in St. Louis, you felt a really healthy, good, clean, fun vibe.
Yeah. I think MLS has got something good going. I think the World Cup being here is only going to help them, get more excitement and more people interested in their
it
product.
It amazes every friend I've ever had that I'm going and looking forward to. I have one. Who's making you? Nobody's making me. I'm driving to Kansas City.
Yeah, no, I love that you're going. It doesn't surprise me that you're going because I know you are one that likes to check off those bucket list things. So.
Now, the big hook wanted to go anywhere, but was not going to Canada or Mexico. Wanted to do it in the contiguous 48 states. Then when I saw in Kansas City the same weekend of Cardinals Royals,
absolutely.
I mean Yahtzee.
Absolutely.
I mean that was it.
Absolutely. No, it makes a lot of sense, and I am glad you are going. We still got to do our homework on who are the two teams you're seeing again.
I'm seeing Curacao and Ecuador.
Okay, we got to do our homework on Curacao.
Now I'm for Curacao.
Yes. We've already.
What if my seat's in the Ecuadorian section? Play it up.
Question.
Do like I do the Canadian fans when I see them in Busch Stadium. See you at the World Series.
Yeah. No, you got. I think I do think that is the problem, but I think whoever you're seated around, I feel like you do got to kind of root for their team. I think you got to kind of side with them.
Friendly reception or foe on Friday night at the Royals game, walking around with my Cardinal hat on. How do you think it'll be greeted? Aggressively? Yeah,
I don't think
whatever.
I mean, the Royals are pretty bad right now, so I think it'll be fine.
They've won a World Series more recently than the Cardinals
they
have.
They have, but I just
and in the one that they met in.
That's right. I don't think it'll be. I don't think it'll be too bad. I think it'll be fine.
This is the full exorcism for me with anything with Don Dinkinger to be at that stadium and finally bury it.
Sometimes you need that, you know.
You need
really that,
do.
You that need
good
that
cleansing.
I love it.
Turn a big page and it's going to tear the place down
right.
after a few years after I go when.
Mm-hmm.
when they're headed to the new ballpark downtown.
Exactly right. Yeah, that is exactly right. I did
Arrowhead and Royal Stadium, anything but downtown.
Yeah,
it's way out.
It is. It definitely is. I looked up. We talked about it last week or the week before about what Curacao's nickname is. They're the Blue Wave. How about that?
Is that right?
Yeah, the Blue Wave. That's at least what Google's telling
me. I'm going to have on blue. Because you know how I'm dressing.
Yeah,
since I'm going to football.
Yes, I love it.
I'm dressing like I'm going to football. I'm going to have Ole Miss polo on and shorts.
I like it. So yeah, you'll be. You can rock the blue and root for the Blue Wave. I like it.
You know my only other trip to Kansas City.
I don't
ever.
I don't.
Classic Tigers Razorbacks on Friday night.
Is that right?
Sweet 16, really close game. Larry Finch's last best chance in the tournament. Arkansas wins. Second game that night, UVA upsets Kansas. Kansas had taken over the town with the proximity. And then on Sunday, about a half-empty arena, Arkansas beats UVA to go to back-to-back Final Fours in 95 after winning at 94.
Interesting.
Really good games. Yeah. All three games were good games.
That's awesome.
So hope my two games I get for – Cardinals, Royals, and the Blue Wave
against
Ecuador. And what's Ecuador's nickname?
I just looked it up. They are La Tree. La Tree.
The tree?
No, it's stands. La Tree Kohler is the actual name. I'm probably butchered that pronunciation.
I'm just scared to death. I'm going to say something wrong and spark an international incident.
Well,
you just don't want to.
Not in Kansas City. I certainly hope not. But it is in reference
CNN,
to
CNN, breaking news. Yeah, got an Ole Miss polo.
You don't want that. You certainly don't want that. But no. La Tree is in reference to the three colors of the Ecuador flag. So there you go. La Tree. I love it. I love it. I'm excited for you to get
Did you see today the shenanigans World Cup ticketing pulled?
I saw something about it. I didn't look too much into it. But
about bogus.
What was the gist of it?
Well, several weeks ago, somehow, some way, something was sent out, and the pricing structure was very, very, very reduced, very cheap tickets.
Okay.
Well, people pounced on it.
Yeah.
They said, nope, not sending you tickets. It was an error. You know, equipment malfunction.
Oh, jeez. Oh, that's too bad. Yeah. Well, I'm glad I didn't see any of those cheap tickets because I probably would have pounced on them and I would have been upset. Yeah.
You made the mistake.
No kidding. I mean, they got to do something about that. They can't just say tough luck. I mean, that's insane.
You know, now you know if the bank gives you back too much money, you know you're not supposed to be getting that. But you're out there just how we do tickets now, and you see a deal and you jump on it.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I think they should do something for that. I don't really know what the answer to that is. I mean, at this point, I've heard so many complain about the lack of tickets being sold. I think they should probably just say, hey, take them and fill up these stadiums, and we'll worry about the rest later.
I mean, I would assume some of those people knew that this isn't right, though. That this is too cheap.
Absolutely.
So I guess they have redress.
Yeah. No,
unlike the drive-through liquor store in Oxford. One time, me and a great friend were going through way back in the day, and we are trying to buy a case of beer, and I don't know what it costs, $16, whatever it costs.
Sure.
And we give the clerk, I'm driving, I give the clerk a 20, he gives me the case of beer and my 20 and a 20 back.
Oh, wow.
And my friends, we can't do it like that.
Can't do that. Wow, yeah, that is Those are kind of tests on what type of person you are.
What a deal! You get the brew, and you keep your 20, and he gives you one.
Be very hard
and came back and gave it. Said, "Hey, you made a mistake."
Yeah.
He said, "Oh man, thanks a lot." He said, "You know, if I wouldn't have towed it up at the end of the day, I'd have been in big trouble."
Oh, absolutely would have. Yeah, that's wild. But yeah, those are the tests in life to see if you are a good person or not. But that was fun talking a little bit about all these big events that we have really across the globe with some of these, like the Olympics, Wimbledon, the World Cup, which we'll get started here very soon.
I'm a goer. I'd go to almost anything.
Oh, definitely.
At least once.
Sure. To experience it? Absolutely. Absolutely. I think it would be a lot of fun. But we're going to get to a break here in a second. Before we do that, let me remind you about our 5 o'clock sponsor. It's Dobbs Brothers Chevrolet. The Dobbs family, an old established name, is back in the car business in Memphis. Dobbs Brothers Chevrolet, located at 7850 Highway 64 in Bartlett, offering a full selection of new Chevrolets and quality used cars to meet every need and budget. Head out there and check out the beautiful new vehicles like the 2026 Chevy Silverado 1500 with its Turbo Max engine, off-road capability, and advanced technology on the interior. While you're out there, you can purchase it and get 2.9% APR for 72 months. But while you're out there, check out some of these other different types of vehicles like the 2026 Chevy Traverse or the 2026 Chevy Equinox, a redesigned rugged meets modern style vehicle with a 1.5-liter turbocharged four-cylinder gas engine. At Dobbs Brothers Chevrolet, it's fully transparent pricing, no hidden fees, no games, and they cover all your needs with their service department. Dobbs Brothers Chevrolet welcomes you to a new way of providing excellent customer service. Their great team is ready to help you find that next perfect vehicle for you at great prices. Head out there to Dobbs Brothers Chevrolet in Bartlett at 7850 Highway 64, open Monday through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. You can go online and view the vehicles at DobbsBrothersChevy.com, but head out to Bartlett and check out those vehicles in person. Take them on a test drive at Dobbs Brothers Chevrolet of Bartlett. Well, let's get to another break, and when we return, we'll talk about what's trending.
Did you miss your favorite Sports 56 show?
No!
Check out the podcast, broken down hourly, at sports56whbq.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Be sure to like and subscribe. Never miss any Sports 56 show again with our podcasts available daily from Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Now back to Sports Time on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Dobbs Brothers Chevrolet at 7450 Highway 64 in Bartlett. Here once again are Brett Norsworthy and Bryant Dacus. R-O-C-K in the USA.
R-O-C-K in the USA. We're back in Sports Time. Bryant and Brett with you as we've got about 30 minutes left in today's show. We got to talk about what's trending and several things to discuss during what's trending today. But I did want to bring up, I got this Lindy Sports magazine in front of me. I wanted to point out some things that they have in here because I think some really, really interesting
things. I'm just sitting
things.
Here with nothing.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. You're just floating it right under my nose.
I'm really not trying to, but there are some things in here that I got really excited about.
Can't wait to see you anyway tomorrow. Can't wait to get my hands on it.
I know.
I let you down, though.
No, you didn't. No, look, I didn't even I don't expect anything from you, Brett. I mean, it's very nice when you when you bring this thing. Well, but hey, you know, it's not your fault that they don't have it in stock. You made the effort to go and get it, and they didn't have it. So I can't blame you. I can only blame other people.
You have done the big dive too into Lindy's.
Kinda. I don't oversell, Brett. It is. Okay. I would not call it a deep dive. I have flipped through a handful of pages, but I did want to bring some things up from it. We'll start with their top 25. Where is the kind of consensus for Ole Miss in the other magazines? As I try to find the top 25.
Lindy's is the most favorable. Sporting News, good and in the playoffs. Athlon, out of the playoff picture.
Interesting. Okay. So in Lindy's, they have Ole Miss at number 9. They have Oregon at number 1, Texas at 2, Ohio State 3, Notre Dame 4, Indiana 5, Georgia 6, Miami 7, LSU 8, Ole Miss 9, and USC 10. For their playoffs, they have the teams getting the first round byes: Oregon number 1, Texas 2, Ohio State 3, Notre Dame 4. Their first round matchups, they have Boise State out of the group of 5 as the number 12 seed going up against number 5 Indiana, 11 Texas Tech against 6 Georgia, 10 USC against 7 Miami. And how about this, Brett? In the 9-8 game, Ole Miss heading down to Baton Rouge to play LSU.
Isn't that something in a year not on the schedule to go there and a rare back-to-back years because how the schedule has changed? Ole Miss goes to Oklahoma, goes to Norman 2 years in a row last year and this year, and LSU will come to Oxford 2 years in a row. and so that we would not miss the trip to one of the friendliest places on earth.
That's what everyone says. Everyone loves talking about how friendly they are. Yeah,
I want it just like it is.
Yeah,
don't go changing. They're not.
No, they certainly are not.
Even,
yeah,
they're not even if you ask.
No. There's no need to say that because they are not changing anything.
It was COVID year and the Ole Miss LSU game got rescheduled a couple of times and ended up not playing it until Saturday, December 19th. And on the TV schedule that day, it was kind of the appetizer to the SEC championship game being the main event, the entree. And we're out on Friday night, and you know, people were starting to get back out. The restaurant was packed and great in Baton Rouge. And even at that time of year, you know, everything decorated for Christmas and all the, you know, kind of the in-house music's playing, and they don't go changing. It was the same stuff out on Friday night.
I love it. Don't go changing. Be who you are. And, yeah, they certainly are not changing anytime soon. You talked earlier about the Heisman odds that are being posted.
Yeah, my not top story.
Yeah, it's exactly right. They have a Heisman Watch section in here. Arch Manning, 1. Trinidad Chambliss, 2. Jeremiah Smith, 3. Dante Moore, 4. Julian Sayin, 5. To round out the top 5 in their Heisman watch. So, obviously, a lot of quarterbacks in there. A lot of quarterbacks throughout the rest of their top 10 as well. It feels like we're going to have a really, really fun year of quarterback play.
I'm 3 out of 4 with Lindy's on the top 4 seeds. If Lindy's, if it fell, just like they say, then that probably means they think LSU wins the regular season game in Oxford. Because the winner of that, and you both have one loss, the winner would have dibs, would be a seed higher,
absolutely.
Don't you think?
Yeah, I would think so, yeah.
And you've got a bunch of that in the SEC this year, that the regular season, that head-to-head, that will probably decide seeding.
Yeah, no, it definitely
and
will.
Should.
And Lindy's actually, they predict the whole thing. They go through the entire playoffs. They have, let's see, well, it looks like they just kind of take the their top ones of the seeds, so the top seeds advance. So it's not really a prediction. But they do have a final score prediction for the national championship game. Oregon 27, Texas 21, with Oregon winning the college football playoffs.
Remember last Friday when we did it? I had Oregon beating Ole Miss in Vegas for the national championship.
Yeah,
that'd be 4 years in a row for the Big Ten and four different teams, and that would, boy, that'd cut right to the quick,
sure would.
Wouldn't it?
It sure would. I had Oregon as my top team, I believe. I don't remember if I had them winning it or not. I had Miami beating Oregon in the national championship game when we did that on Friday. So at least have an Oregon in there, but not necessarily.
Be a matchup with two big-time quarterbacks.
It sure would be. It would be a lot of fun. I mentioned Memphis earlier in this magazine. They have Memphis 5th in the American. I believe they have them 12th, the 12th best group of 5 team in the country, with obviously the 4 teams in front of them from the American, Boise State in front of them, UNLV in front of them, and a couple of other group of 5 teams ahead of them. But it feels like Lindy's really leaning on the fact of lack of continuity, a lot of new places or faces in new places. And so I think they're leaning more on that instead of kind of the potential of the talent on the roster.
Very lightly shaded pencil.
Okay.
And I'm not going to tell you how it fell out.
Okay.
I think the Tigers' schedule is brutal.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it's very tough. It's very
the
tough.
The first 3
are
really, really tough. Mm-hmm. And then in conference, tough.
Yeah.
Both Army and Navy at Tulane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. At South
at
Florida.
Home against East Carolina, right?
That's right.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. So, yeah, the road games in conference at Charlotte, at Tulane, at South Florida, and at Navy. So, you know, you got to go to Tulane, to South Florida, to Navy. You know, Lindy's
kind of would sign up for 2-2 on the road, wouldn't
certainly,
you?
Certainly, certainly. And, you know, you look at the Lindy's, the way that they have the conference falling out. All three of those 4 teams, certainly Charlotte, everyone predicting to be the worst team in the American. But the other 3, all ahead of the Tigers, according to Lindy. So really tough to have to go on the road there. And another thing, you know, that we've talked about, but, you know, you can say whatever you want about Arkansas State. You know, a lot of these magazines think they'll have a pretty good season. But they're smack dab in the middle there of UNLV on the road and Boise State on the road. It's like the worst possible time for Memphis to play Arkansas State because of everything that's going around with the week before and the week after. So, you know, that's certainly going to be one to keep on alert because you've got to be on your P's and Q's for that game.
And, Brian, I'm going to say it. I know these words make a lot of people mad. Mm-hmm. I think it make a lot of people mad because it hits the center of the bullseye, and they will – Arkansas State fans will cop this the week of, how dare you say that, it is their Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
When they come to Memphis, it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's a big game, certainly a big game for them. And, you know, they, if they can figure out some things, then I think they'll be ready to go, be week one for them.
Why does the Super Bowl term make everybody so mad? When it gets labeled that. Because the LSU game, it's Ole Miss, the Super Bowl.
I think a lot of times it's not used in that sense of maybe two teams that are you know, at least going into this season, you know, pretty even. It's usually kind of a team patting the other team on the head and like, this is your Super Bowl. This is your mm-hmm. biggest game of the season.
Down boy.
Sure. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's like just using Arkansas State as an example. We talked about it all the time. It's very true. Last year when they played Arkansas, that's their Super Bowl. I mean, that's the big team in the state. I mean, everyone's. And so for a lot of Arkansas State fans, I'm sure the Arkansas fans say that, okay, Arkansas State, we'll let y'all play us. This is y'all Super Bowl. Get ready for it. So I think it's usually in that sense that it's used. I think that's why it makes everybody pretty upset.
It steams everybody up.
It really does. It absolutely does. Other thing.
And this year for Ole Miss, everybody talking about September 19th in that game.
Oh, yeah.
The very next week, Ole Miss has got to go to the swamp.
Yeah.
No, and we know what happened last time.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly
last time
right.
We went to the swamp. And J.J. Pegues was mm-hmm. the leading rusher.
Well, yeah. That so, yeah.
From running backs.
Yeah, well, that's not great. But, yeah, I mean, it's really, really difficult. So.
And tried to kick one outside. No.
No,
straight
no, yes.
ahead.
If you're getting in
straight
there.
Straight ahead when
up
you're that
middle,
big.
Up
don't
the
kick
middle.
Anything outside.
Don't need to go outside. The other interesting thing, and I have, I think, pointed it out with every preseason magazine, Lindy's predicts Marcus Stokes will be the starting quarterback. So that means all three magazines that we have out so far predict the West Florida transfer to be the starter over Aaron Nolan. We'll see how it plays out.
It'll be a fun August of competition.
It's going to be great. You know, Charles Huff has not missed a beat every time he's asked about it, every time he talks about it. They're going to go into the fall. They're going to be evaluated in the summer with what they do off the field. They're going to go into the fall in a battle, and he hopes to be able to make an announcement a week or so to the team. It might be, you know, around game day when we really learn who that starter is going to be.
Remember one time when we didn't think Seth Hennigan was going to come out of August with
right.
the job.
No, that's
and he
exactly
kept it
right.
for 4 years.
He sure did, and had a great career. So, you know, we'll see what happens, but definitely some interesting stuff there from Lindy's. And now that I'm learning, we got an ESPN magazine coming out. We'll have to get our hands on that. I mean, everybody putting out preseason magazines.
We're about to hit our. Yeah. Hit our max on magazines.
No kidding. I mean, it feels like, I mean, certainly more because Sporting News is the first time since, what, 2012 that they've put out a magazine. I don't know if ESPN's been putting out preseason magazines every year. I mean, it feels like more people are coming to the table with the college football preseason magazine.
At a time we hear that the magazine business is dying.
Yeah.
And you can't find them.
That's right, and it seems like
they're so, because they're sold out, not
right.
lack of.
No. They are
publishing.
No, definitely not. No, people try to get their hands on them as quick as possible. But always fun to flip through those.
Did you see any NFL magazines? I have not yet.
I did not really look.
Only get one, and I usually do. It's odd reason. I like to see all the different assistant coaches.
Okay, I don't hate that. I don't think that's weird. This might be even weirder. I'll probably be back at Barnes & Noble tonight, so I'll look while I'm there tonight and see if I see.
Don't buy me anything else. Thank you though for my ladies.
I will not, but I had to get it while I was there and I saw it in stock. But let's go ahead and get to our final break of the day. When we return, we'll wrap up today's show with Moe's Crunch Time.
Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Available locally on your radio dial as well as around the world online at sports56whbq.com. Take us with you everywhere by downloading the Sports 56 app. And at home, just say, Alexa, play Sports 56. Wherever you are, it's easy to stay tuned to Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. And Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Dobbs Brothers Chevrolet at 7450 Highway 64 in Bartlett. Here once again are Brett Norsworthy and Bryant Dacus.
Come with me now. Come with me now.
This is pretty cool, and we're just getting started.
Spanning the globe.
Go crazy, folks! Go crazy!
This game has always been called the world's greatest cocktail party. Do you know what is going to happen here tonight?
This is for all the biggest crush time.
You are looking live. In your life have you seen anything like that?
Crunch time between the hedges.
The ball game is over, and Memphis has its first win in 16 tries. Its first win ever against its fierce in-state rival, Tennessee.
Obviously crushed.
Hammer, nail, coffin, this baby is over.
Crunch Time is brought to you by Moe's Southwest Grill. Need catering? Moe's Taco Truck is always ready to cater for you. Just give Jenny Nash a call, 901-606-3172. Moe's.com is your go-to for all your taco Crunch Time emergencies. Well, Brett, I just learned this like 20 minutes ago. I had no idea about this. Did you know that the Oakland, Sacramento, Las Vegas, whatever you want to call them, homeless athletics are playing a series next week in Las Vegas? They're going to go and do a little bit of a test run in Vegas, taking advantage of as many minor
baseball's
league
really
ballparks.
On the fly, aren't they?
I guess so, but the stadium nowhere near being ready. The goal is to have it ready by 2028, but they're going to go out there and play at their AAA affiliates ballpark in Las Vegas, and I guess just start getting their toes in the water in Las Vegas. Let that fan base, let those people in Las Vegas get more acclimated with them and know them a little bit more. They'll be hosting the Milwaukee Brewers, so they got a good team coming in to play in that series, but I had no idea. And, you know, I'll be interested to see what the turnout is like next week, what they do around that, if they really try to sell the future and different things coming down the line when they ultimately officially move to Las Vegas. But definitely interesting to go ahead and get out there a little early and play at their minor league ballpark.
You mentioned the Brewers. Maybe we need to do a talent evaluation, scouting of what the Giants have done to the Brewers.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tony Vitello. What I learned today, the most recent time the Knicks led in the NBA series, it was that Friday, June 17th, 1994. One of the wildest days ever for all of us around. You remember that day, right?
Oh, of course. Absolutely
1994.
Absolutely do.
Arnold Palmer's last round at Oakmont at the U.S. Open and everything on TV with O.J. and the slow speed chase. Unreal news-breaking day.
Yeah, no, that is sounds like an extremely busy day, no question. What I could have done without, well, it was the offensive performance from the Spurs last night. Just really couldn't get much going throughout that game. We talked about what they did from the field for the game, shooting pretty poorly, but then in the fourth quarter, when it was crunch time, when they needed to make shots, only 28.6% from the field. Really, nobody had answers. Victor Wembanyama was pressing all night. Couldn't really get into a rhythm, even though he finished with 26 points and led the team in scoring. Just never felt like he was in a groove last night. On the other side, Jalen Brunson, when they needed him to step up, he did just that. Hopefully, we see a better offensive showing tomorrow night.
I could have done without the loser. It ran out on the court last night, and it just shows, you know, how sensitive and aware that we're going to have to be, especially with the news. Now President Trump saying he may stay in New York and go to both games.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
All right.
That'll be quite the security nightmare. I can't – there's no way the NBA can enforce league-wide, you're banned from every arena. Now, I know they can do it with the ticketing,
sure,
but you can go with a pal and get in. There's no way they can keep up with everybody coming in the building in Sacramento in late January.
No. It feels pretty impossible to do that. Or maybe
I can't believe what charges.
Well, I mean, you know, he was pretty tame. He just wanted to get his selfie with Victor Wembanyama and then left. So I'm not surprised we didn't see charges.
I think the deterrent would have been if they'd have clotheslined him, though.
Well, that is true. But
then they would be in trouble.
Sure. The security was very sleepy last night around that fan. Where are you beaming tonight?
The homeless A's at Wrigley. That's not their home, but it's a great place to play. A Cubs loss means they would wake up tomorrow morning. I would look at the standings, and the Cubs would be in last place in the National League Central.
Wow.
Who had that in the preseason?
You did, in fact. That would be hard to believe. I mean, again, the team that has gone on two separate 10-game win streaks would be at the bottom of the division. Hard to believe.
A's trying to get to 500, and as a friend knows, how hot will it be in Vegas for those games?
That's a very good question.
It's in a desert.
Yeah, no, it'll be really
as Al Michaels would say, or Brent Musburger, the boys in the desert.
Yeah, no, it will definitely be hot. I'm sure those players won't be used to it. The fans will, though. I mean, I'm sure most of the fans that will be there will be those fans that go to those AAA games. So I'm sure they'll be fine with the heat. But beam me tonight, game two of the Stanley Cup Finals. Game one was incredible. We'll see if Carolina can even the series tonight, 7 o'clock on ABC.
Game two in Rockin' Raleigh tonight, isn't it? That's not the top of the hill in our Raleigh, but Hockey Town USA, Raleigh, North Carolina. Tomorrow, before we go back on, tomorrow afternoon, West Virginia and Cal Poly, somebody will be up 1-0.
Yeah, it'll be fun. We'll get the Super Regionals started, but a lot of emphasis tonight on the hockey, so a lot of baseball action as well. And then we'll get the college action in tomorrow early in the day, like you mentioned. But a good night of sports. Enjoy the rest of your night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow afternoon.